This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How the hell is this team 6-3? Probably shouldn't be 6-3. Probably shouldn't be sort of like earmarked for a playoff spot right now, but they are. They are, and I just don't think that you're allowed to be kind of flimsy or dismissive with stuff like that. It doesn't always happen that way. We know that. Every franchise knows that. It is very fleeting, these opportunities. So however they got here, stupid schedule, win close games, whatever reason you want to come up with, the bottom line is you are 6-3. You are in what I think is the hardest division in football. You are 3-0 in that division. You are playing your fourth division game this weekend at home. You have got to give those guys out on this field every single advantage that you can create. So that does not mean all in. That does not mean rentals. That does not mean giving up first or second round draft picks. But if I'm John Lynch, I got to do something. I got to do something to get another pass rusher at least on this roster by Sunday. Actually, by Wednesday, because yeah, the deadline is tomorrow.
And they've done so already with the additions of Keon White and Cleveland Furl, who immediately came in and made an impact. And now you lose Mykel Williams to an ACL, so he's gone for the rest of this year, and who knows how long into next year. And there was another, ligament or the meniscus part of it that he hurt, which is normal when you have an ACL injury. Usually the meniscus gets victimized as well. So he'll be out for 9 months or maybe more. And so, yeah, you deal with that as well. And that's more of a problem for next year. But in the meantime, you don't only need impact players, you need bodies. You need human beings, as we said last week. You need people who are really big, who play football, who can come in and try to get after the quarterback, because right now you're running low on bodies.
Yeah. So to me, those are kind of the two questions of the day. 888-957-9570. We have arrived at now. It's kind of like that old Spaceballs movie for those of you who are Mel Brooks fans. Where are we? It's now. Not then, and it's not what's coming up, it's now. And now is 6-3. You have started the second half of the season. The trade deadline is less than 24 hours away. But you're also, I don't know how to describe it, not that good. Like, and I don't even know to what level that matters. Does it matter what we all think a football team is, you know, on paper or the eye test or all of those things that we do? I don't think it matters. In fact, I've argued for years, this is the thing that, like, for me, always keeps me one degree away from college football, is the fact that when they get to their end of the year, they bring into their finish what people think of teams. And I hate that.
Subjectivity.
Hate it.
Yep.
Football and all sports should be kept on the field. You win or you lose, and when you win, you move on. I don't want you telling me that somebody who's 10-2 is better than somebody who's 12-0 because you think they are. I don't care. I don't care what their enrollment is. I don't care how much their coach is being paid. Don't care. You play to win the game.
Hello.
That's it. That's all there is. And so maybe it doesn't matter if we think the Niners are that good, because they're 6-3, and they can evolve also, right? There are other players who are not playing right now who in theory could be playing soon, whether that's Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Bryce Huff, or whoever. But to me, you can't do nothing. Nothing would be offensive to the players in the locker room who have achieved this.
Well, you need bodies. And again, to say that they're going to do nothing, I don't think that is going to be the case. And they might actually just sign people off somebody else's practice squad. They may not even trade to bring in a person. And you talk about whether or not they're good. There are five teams in the NFC with 6 wins, and they have the 5th best point differential of those 5. Now, you could look at Philly and Tampa and Seattle and the Rams and the Niners, and you could say, who's the best of those teams? Well, you haven't played Philly. You played Tampa, you lost. You played Seattle and the Rams, and you beat them both. Does that mean that you automatically are second or third in that group? Well, it depends on how you look at it. Right now, you've got 6 wins, and you could be 4-5. I guess you could be 9-0. I don't really see that as the way these games have gone. There's a couple that you've stolen. I don't think of the games you've lost, there weren't any of those games that you, quote, gave away like the Warriors did on Saturday night. And the games that you've lost are you didn't play great, and Houston was better than you, and Jacksonville came in and they made more plays than you, and you lost that game. So I do think you look at 6-3, and they've had injuries and the rest of it, and you can see, yeah, 6-3, good. You found a couple of wins in there that maybe you didn't, quote, deserve, but who cares? You're 6-3.
Well, and I also think that from a fan perspective, we tend to always just want to go for it. Like, we're you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes too much brain power to do the whole, like, well, what are the salary cap ramifications? What are you doing over there with your spreadsheet? How does that affect next year? F them picks. We love F them picks. People love F them picks. I heard Shasky this morning going, okay, how many of your draft picks that you made last year or this calendar year are actually helping right now? And I was like, I get why you're asking that question. Feels a little bit unfair, though, because I don't think that's the point of a draft pick necessarily. I'm not going to judge. You and I have always said, when do you judge a draft? I'm going to judge a draft
about two, 3 years.
Yep. I'm not going to hold everybody's feet to the fire if you're not contributing right away. That does not automatically mean that you should just, like, not care about draft picks. You have to care about draft picks. You don't get to be one of these people that worries about Brock Purdy's salary and also doesn't care about picks. You have to do one or the other, period. You're going to need some cheap labor on this team going forward. So you've got to keep your picks, and the fact that you don't hit on all of them does not mean that you should just throw all of them out in the trash. That's not how it works. So I think the Niners need to be, and I guess I'm trying to, like, make up a term here that doesn't even exist, but they need to be, like, modestly aggressive. I want them to be aggressive, but in a very smart and measured sort of a way. Aggressive meaning active, but if you're asking for first or second round capital and probably even third, I'm not interested. If you're offering me a rental who will be a big money player that needs a new contract at the end of the year, I'm not interested. But if you are offering, as you put it, a human being with a helmet and pads who has at one time or another in his life sacked a quarterback,
tackled another human being.
Have you gotten out of the way of a 300-pound person who's trying to stop you and then gone to get another person and brought them to the ground? If you've done those things, if that's on your resume and you're not terribly expensive and you're under control beyond this year, I'm listening, and I want that player. And in fact, I would argue the Niners have to go get at least one of those players and bring him in, because everyone will focus on Mykal Williams, and it wasn't just Mykal Williams. It was Yetur Gross-Matos coming back to practice Thursday and getting injured again and immediately being put on IR. So all of the, hey, we got two new bodies this week. We got Keon White and we got Cleveland Furl. And you lost Gross-Matos and you lost Mykal Williams.
Yep.
So you are
back to even.
You're back to even.
Yep.
Well, but now you're going to get Bryce Huff. Okay, plus one. I need at least plus two. I need at least plus two if I'm a 49er veteran player.
No doubt. And this team has always thrived on having 7 or 8 guys in the rotation anyway. And now if you don't have that, and keep in mind that Sam Okwuanu is playing with a bad ankle, and he played pretty well on that bad ankle, but you've got other people who are likely to go down just based on,
of course,
I mean, based on the way things work around here. So yeah, add one, maybe add two. You've got practice squad guys. You've got other people's practice squad you can pluck from, but it would be great to go out there and get somebody who you could look at and say, yeah, you're going to be a regular 3-down defensive lineman who we can go in there and play, you know, 75% of the time and rely on this year and then maybe again next year.
And I think that it's our two questions today are related. I don't know if they're brothers, but maybe they're, like, you know, half brothers or whatever, because I think that then it would help, and I'm sure the Niners have done this, it helps to answer the question of what do you want to do at the deadline by having an answer to the question, how are they 6-3? Do you know what I mean? And here's what we're really getting at. The Niners are 6-3, but do you think they're good?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good. You think the Niners are a good team?
Sure. Sure. I mean, what's a good team?
Your tone is hilarious, though.
No, but like, what's a good team? Are they the best team in the NFC? No. Are they a playoff team? Yes. Are they good? Well, right now on this Monday, yeah, damn it, they're good. And when you play the Rams on Sunday, and if you happen to lose and you ask me next Monday, are the Niners a good team? I guess.
But isn't it fair for me to say?
It's week to week.
But when Kyle Shanahan has been asked this question before, you planning on being aggressive and adding at the deadline? Well, no, this doesn't feel like previous teams. This doesn't feel like 2019. This doesn't feel like that when we went out and got Emmanuel Sanders.
Right.
I think you just answer your own question.
Yeah, he says that over and over. And what I think he's also saying under the covers is, well, no. We're not as good as those teams. We're not that good. But you're 6-3.
But who in the NFC is that good?
Okay.
Is the point.
We can get it. It's Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Also sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Dubs with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. Easy to sip and enjoy. Not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. All right, we want to hear your phone calls right now, okay? How are the Niners 6-3? What on earth is the reason that they have arrived at 6-3? Is this actually a good team, or have they just sort of found their way to 6-3?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.